We're going down to the desert. We're bringing our MLB senior writer. Boy, he's like an advanced scout for me. He always is in the right spot at the right time, and that is Barry Bloom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, you know, this has been terrific. Seems like every week we have you on, you are at the next place the Giants are going. I like that.
Yeah, you know, I ought to get painted as an advanced scout, don't you think?
Well, you know something? What do you think of advanced scouts? I mean, today we don't quite see as many as the at the ballpark all the time because they use TV and all sorts of other techniques.
Yeah, but plenty of teams I run into all the time. I mean, the Diamondbacks have one. You know, Gardner, former player, he does it. I mean, I think that generally, as much as you look at the metrics, most teams really still feel that they want to see an eyeball team in person to get nuances that you're just not going to be able to pick up through numbers or video. And then you talk to people when you're at the ballpark, what's going on with this guy? How's he feeling? Is there any problems? You know, there's just a lot of stuff that you do as an advanced scout that you can't do watching on TV. So I still think it's an essential job.
And you get to talk to people. You know, you get to pick everybody's brain and what's going on. I think that helps, too.
Yeah, that's my point. Sure. Exactly. If they're not there, you know, it's like my whole argument why reporters have to be still out there on a day-to-day basis doing their jobs. Because if you're not there talking to people, then you don't really know what's going on and you can't do it all on the phone.
I like it. All right, Barry Bloom down in Arizona. But you have been at the Mets series, and the Giants go into New York beginning Tuesday. They're going to see Syndergaard and Dylan G and Matt Harvey. I'm anxious to get your take. You and I talked about the Mets not too long ago to get your take on the Met team. And then really Terry Collins, kind of an interesting man, a different kind of manager. I want to talk about Terry Collins too. But first, Barry, tell us your take. Give me your take on the New York Mets and some of those pitchers.
Okay, so number one, I did see him in the opening game of the series in San Diego too, the night Dylan DeGrom pitched, and I thought he might pitch a no-hitter that night. The Padres just couldn't touch him. He pitched a two-hitter, and one of them was an infield hit. They had one clean hit, a ground ball through the right side of the infield. Otherwise, he was pretty much perfect all night for eight innings. And it would have been a good question. He had 104 pitches after eight. If Collins would have left him in to pitch the no-hitter, I think he would have. But in the way that they work with their young pitchers, they work with innings, they work with pitch counts. I think they work with, you know, if you step off the rosin, off the mound and pick up the rosin, use your arm to do that, they count that too during the middle of the game. But, you know, I think, first of all, that rotation that you just recited, don't etch that in stone, because that was based on their six-man rotation. And now, you know, what you've got is they've already said yesterday that they're canning the six-man rotation, because I don't think Harvey was very happy with it. And since Harvey pitched well here on Thursday night, I think they're going to come back with Harvey on Wednesday, because that still gives them 6 days rest with a day off. If they bring him back on Thursday, it's a week. And I don't think they want to space out Harvey a week, because they've noticed that when they give him too much rest, he's not sharp. So they're trying to find a balance where coming off the surgery, he stays strong. They don't overtax him, but they keep him in a rhythm where he can actually pitch regularly. So don't be surprised if they don't come up with Syndergaard, Harvey, and then something else, you know, for Thursday. But wow. I think that's all up in the air, you know, at this point.
How did Harvey look to you, Barry?
Harvey looked great. And I don't know whether you saw that piece or not, but I wrote a column off the Harvey game basically saying, you know, there was a lot of controversy about this, what they did with Harvey last year. Harvey kicked up a tumult. You know, he wanted to come back. He felt he was ready to pitch last year. They said, no, you're not coming back. You'll come back next year when you're completely rested. It's, as you know, 12 to 18 months from TJ surgery. Most teams have a tendency to run guys back 13 or 14 months. There's ample evidence now that it's not the right thing to do. So Harvey sheepishly, when I asked him about this, said, yeah, I mean, basically, the way I feel, it was the right thing to do. And, you know, he looks like the pre-TJ pitcher with the same fastball up in the 90s and the same arm action, and it doesn't look like he's Mitch to beat. And I saw that because I was at his first game in spring training against the Tigers down at Port St. Lucie, which was like one of the biggest, most heralded spring training games I've ever been to. And, you know, Harvey produced down there as advertised. And, you know, even though he's had a couple of down games, which every pitcher is going to do, you know, at 6-3 right now with 80 strikeouts and a 3 ERA, you know, he's pitched amazingly well. So you have a situation here where, you know, now the Diamondbacks have Corbin coming back from this surgery. He's 14 months out, and they're putting him into a rehab start next week. And I'm writing, really, this is what the Mets did. It worked. Why are you doing this? You're not going to win this year. You have plenty of pitching to get you through the season. Wait till next year, and this guy is 23 years old. Have him ready. But, you know, they're doing what they're going to do, and they've already blown out Daniel Hudson, who they had out after 10 months on the mound from TJ surgery, and he blew out the ligament again and had to have it again. So there's already proof there that they've blown it. And the thing Billy just did with Jared Parker, as you know, being up there, I mean, that was 13 months, and his arm almost flew off all of Dave Jarecki in 1989. He broke his arm. So, I mean, really, give the guys the time. And so Harvey has really Harvey looked great. And, you know, Syndergaard didn't pitch very well in his last outing. The Padres beat him around down in San Diego on Tuesday night. But he's a big kid. He's like, again, this, like, era of pitchers where, you know, the Russ, Cashner, Shields, Betances, CeCe, I mean, Nova, you name them, you go into a locker room, and the pitcher is like, it's like a basketball forward. You know, they're the Lincecums of that era. They're no more. You don't see too many small pitchers like that anymore. You know, the Pirates had one the other day. Jeff Locke was a tiny guy. And he got beaten up by the Padres too. I mean, it's amazing what these pitchers look like right now. He's a big kid, blonde haired. They got him in Toronto and from Toronto and the Dickey deal. And you know, he's the real thing. And they've got, you know, with Wheeler, they're going to take the time with Wheeler, bringing him back from his TJ surgery. And he added March 25th, and then you know they'll come back. You know, next year sometime when he's ready, as Terry said the other night, when he's ready to go full bore, that's when we'll get him out there. But no sooner.
All right. Take a breath. Boy, I'm telling you, you're like an advanced scout at the meeting here. We're all just sitting here listening to you. All right. The Giants play the Mets next week. And number one, you've really laid out the pitching and how superb they are. I don't think they see DeGrom. I don't think they see Cologne. I think Syndergaard and Harvey are in there. I'm not sure who the third would be. But the manager, Terry Collins, and now he's with the Astros. He's with the Angels. I've seen him around. A little bit tightly wound, but a very interesting guy. You wrote a great column about him this morning. Tell me your impressions of Terry Collins, the manager of the Mets.
Yeah, well, I love Terry. And, you know, he had, when I wrote one of my first Boa books years ago, you know, Boa was a bench coach on his staff with the Angels after he, you know, was let go by the Padres and the Phillies. And, you know, so I've known him for a long time, and I interviewed him for the book, and he's a character. But what he's done is, you know, he had a long gap in between managerial jobs at the major league. He even went out to Japan. But he understood that coming back this time, it's a completely different animal managing in the major leagues, dealing with the players of this era, dealing with upper management of this era, dealing with the metrics of a team like the Mets, which use these. They have Paul D. Podesta, who actually is an assistant GM in charge of this, who sits in San Diego and never watches them play live, and is feeding Alderson and all these guys information for them to use. And basically, they have to use it. They don't have any choice. So it was basically his decision, if I'm going to come back and do this in this organization, I'm going to have to make a major adjustment, and I'm also going to have to make a major adjustment in my personality, because, you know, as being an irascible guy in the past, you can't do that anymore. And so last night was a little bit back to character and very good-natured in a lot of ways, and it was fun to be around.
Yeah, I like the story. If fans, you should go to MLB.com and look up Barry Bloom. The story is up this morning about Terry Collins. As a last thought for you, are you impressed with the Mets as a team? And again, I say it this way, you know, we've talked about the potentials of, as the story now, we get past the one-third mark, the stories are starting to take some shape. You got the Pirates, you got the Giants, you got the Cubs, you got the Mets, and the Cardinals, the Dodgers, the Nationals, and that's the group that I'm watching pretty carefully. Do the Mets stay in this group? How do you see them right now, the team on the field? We know the pitching's there. We know they got a good closer and Familia. But what about the team on the field?
Well, right now they've got like 12 guys on the disabled list. And, you know, among them are Wright and, you know, their former closer Mejia was sitting out a drug penalty. And Murphy just went on the disabled list yesterday with a quad. So they've got some pretty good offensive players that are on the DL. So essentially, ultimately, these guys are going to all come back and be reintegrated into the lineup, which makes them a better team for the long run. And I go back with the Mets, you know, as, you know, full disclosure, growing up in New York, I'm a Yankee fan. But as a Yankee fan, you know, really, when the Yankees aren't in it, you root for the Mets. If you're a Mets fan, you don't want to have anything to do with the Yankees. It's kind of like Red Sox, Yankees. Red Sox fans, you know, hate the Yankees, and Yankee fans sort of like brush the Red Sox aside to say, yeah, okay. You know, as I say to a Mets fan, anybody bothers me about it, I go, you know, if you're a numbers guy, does the number 27-2 mean anything to you? Okay. And that's, you know, that's the World Championship. So it's like, come back in like a couple of centuries.
All right, what do they got on the field? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that I compare them very much to the 69 Mets that won with great pitching. If you remember that team, Seaver, Koosman, Gentry, Ryan. I mean, Tug McGraw, the back end of the bullpen. I mean, they had a, kind of a nameless hodgepodge of people offensively who all rose to the occasion. You know, it's that kind of team. When you have that kind of pitching and decent defense, you have a chance to stay in there. It's the first time where I look at it. Look, it's June 6th, and they haven't been this close to first place on June 6th in, like, years. So, you know, I think they're stable because the rest of the teams in the division, except for Washington, are so bad. You know, Washington has been playing on and off all season, injuries with them too, but they haven't played to their potential whatsoever so far. So Washington really has the potential to go out and run away with the division if they ever get it all together. They're a much deeper, stronger, they've got a lot of superstars there and a lot of big personalities. Washington could really run away with it. But I think the Mets have the legs to be there. And, gee, it's fun. If you and I talked opening day, would we say on June 6th that the Yankees and Mets would both be in first place?
No, that's why we love this story. You never know where it's going to go. It's a meandering story that takes you through every season of the year, every type of injury and all sorts of stuff that happens. And all of a sudden in August, you say, wow, where did this come from? And that's why we love the baseball story. So the Mets are part of it. I agree with you. I've often said on the show, reminds me of the 69 Mets, and I wait till August because that's when this young pitching could take off if they stay healthy. So, all right, I appreciate you being on. Where are you next week? Let's see, the Giants play Arizona. Are you coming up here next week?
No, actually, I'm heading to New York for a couple of weeks, so I actually will see the Giants at Fauchet on Thursday.
Oh, this Thursday?
Yeah, because you have, like, an interesting this week, for whatever reason, the Yankees and the Mets are both home. And the Yankees are playing Washington on Tuesday and Wednesday while the Mets play the Giants. The Mets have got, you know, an interesting homestead because they've got the Giants, they've got the Braves after that. They've got Toronto coming in after that, who I haven't seen, which will be, you know, fun. Then Miami and the Tigers come in to play the Yankees after that.
All right, so we're going to send you up to Seattle to look at the Mariners. So that's your next assignment.
Well, the Mariners, you don't have to send me up there to look at them. They're a catastrophe.
All right, that'll be a subject of our next show.
Okay.
All right. Have a good afternoon, and you'll be out there tonight. And Bartolo Colon, I guess, tonight is going for the Mets against Arizona. And I'm sure you'll see an interesting game. If anything crazy happens, we'll talk to you in the morning.
Right. I think you're right. The Giants do miss DeGrom and Colon because they're pitching today and tomorrow. So,
right.
And sorry for the long-winded answers. You know, right. It's like
you're a scout.
Right, I've got to come up for air somewhere.
You're a scout. You're a scout. You're on the payroll. All right. Barry, thanks so much. Thank you.
All right. See you, Mark. Bye.
All right. That is Barry Bloom of MLB.com. Check it out, the story today. It's very interesting about Terry Collins.